This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The NHL officially has a plan to resume competition this season, Kevin. And that means the Sabres season is over.
All right.
Because they stink. All right. They finished 30-31-8 and were sixth in the Atlantic Division. And the team also announced that the GM, hardly a fan favorite, is going to come back for a fourth season. So fans are not happy about this. So one particular fan hopped on Craigslist on Wednesday, and he put this ad up for his team to replace Terry and Kim Pegula. Here's the listing description. For sale, NHL hockey franchise, team Buffalo Sabres. Available ASAP. Lost team with diehard fan base looking for wealthy owner who actually understands hockey. Organization on the cheap could be flipped. Major structural damage, but few core pieces still intact. Non-negotiable terms. Franchise must stay in current city and is eligible for relocation.
Ineligible.
Ineligible for relocation. Immediate family, i.e. wife, is not eligible for internal position within the organization. Must provide team puppy. So there you go. Yeah,
that's nice.
So there's a lot of people are, really upset about the state of that team, which is so wild because, Kevin, isn't that the team that the Stars defeated for the 1999 Stanley Cup?
You're damn right it is, Corey, and they've never been the same since then.
Nice.
This is interesting to me where if we ran this out for, I said the Cowboys, but obviously it could be any number of our local teams. But one of the things that spoke to me is immediate family is not eligible for internal position within the organization. Yeah, that sounds pretty solid. If you're putting together the Cowboys, I think I could abide by that.
From the 281, finally some T-sip bashing. Reason Kevin is needed. LOL.
So are we, Kevin, going back to that?
Would you then write a Craigslist ad for UT fans, like based on their the way that they look at their team?
Oh, sure. I think the very beginning is really appropriate.
Uh-huh.
Lost team with diehard fan base looking for a return to their glory days of yesteryear while not realizing that they're going down the path of Notre Dame irrelevancy on the national stage. Non-negotiable terms. Must be able to recruit high-talent coaches and players who will inevitably underachieve at the school. I think that that's a really viable thing.
When you said hi, all I thought was Matthew McConaughey, and how's he going to fit that in there? But
must keep on Matthew McConaughey as team mascot, which is apropos because Matthew McConaughey has turned into a parody of himself, much like the Longhorns have turned into a parody of who they used to be.
Dude, good that orange God. Suit, that orange suit's sweet though. Like that's.
Oh
really,
yeah, no, absolutely, and must keep team colors. As burnt orange is close to the ensuing prison uniforms that so many of our students will end up in.
Oh, my God. What are you doing?
Have you never heard that? Have you seriously, as an Oklahoma person, have you seriously never heard why is Texas in burnt orange? Because it's the closest color to the jumpsuit they'll one day be wearing. That
is, I'm just not ever going to say it on air. God, that's so wrong, man. There's students that are working really hard to get their education, Kevin.
Hey, my sister went to Texas and my son is going to go there. I'm well aware.
All right, so if you were to, do you feel this way about the Cowboys or Rangers or Mavericks or Stars or FC Dallas? If you do, go ahead and text yours in right now, 877-881-1053. Kevin, I put together one for the Cowboys this morning. And I'm a little afraid to read it on air.
Uh-oh. But after what I just said, knock it out. Let's go.
For sale, NFL football team. Team, Dallas Cowboys. Available before season begins. Enigmatic team with delusionally optimistic fan base looking for owner who is realistic about team's makeup. Very expensive purchase. This is your forever home. Brand new everything, even if the players haven't done anything to deserve all the new cool stuff. Non-negotiable terms. Owner cannot be GM. Must sign players to appropriate market contracts in a timely manner. Must invest wisely in draft. Must cuss at radio hosts 1 to 2 times per season.
I mean, it sounds like we have some element of that ownership group here already.
Yeah, I just felt like that had to stay because I really enjoyed that part. That was a lot of fun.
Yeah, I think we should add in must give folksy quirky answers because I don't want to lose that. Right? If we lose Jerry Jones, I need knee high to a grasshopper. I need all that.
That's a good point because for as much as some people try to run Jerry out of town, there are definitely some things that you would miss. Because when you're like, oh, what do you think of the expectations for the season? And the new owner's like, yeah, I think we're really optimistic. This is going to be a great year. And you're like, and?
I need you to up the replay value there, buddy. Come on, give me some.
And you're like, so we're excited. And you just keep waiting for that glory hole.
That's never making national news if Jerry Jones isn't doing what he does. And you know what? You're really right about that. And I talked to a program director that's been around the country, a couple of different places, and he was like, look, man, the entertainment value that you get from Jerry and Stephen Jones, the type of information that you get, no other GM/owner is doing that. In other markets around the country, nobody else is giving you the type of stuff that you get from the Cowboys. And a lot of people hate that the Cowboys do it because why would they do it? Nobody else is doing that, and the Cowboys haven't been winning. So they're just doing it for the product to sell. That's fine. It's entertaining. It really is, and that's what sports to me is anyway. So like it's the toy section, and we happen to have the coolest toy in the entire place at our disposal at 105.3 The Fan.
All right. So let me ask you this. And I know it's tough to approximate, but give it a shot. Let's say Jerry Jones, I know this would never happen, but let's just say Jerry Jones did sell the team to Joe Businessman, who's super boring and all of that.
His name sounds boring.
I know, right? Exactly. And so what percentage of the fan base do you think would continue to be pumped through all of it? And what percentage would have some buyer's remorse where they're like, oh, I mean, I know we kicked him around, but that was our Jerry that we kicked around, and now I'm sad.
I think winning, it depends on what they're doing. If they're winning, everybody's fine. Everybody's happy. It's looking back going, gosh, the early years of Jerry Jones were great, but this is, this is remarkable because we finally gotten this thing back on track. It's just, like, just imagining that, Kevin, is really difficult because Jerry's, the Jones family runs so deep in that organization. It is the Jones family, the star in Frisco, you know, all the stadium out there in Arlington. It's all the Joneses. They own a lot of Texas. Just imagine that. They own a lot of pieces of the state of Texas. So just thinking about that's really weird. But yeah, I think if there was a guy that just kind of did his thing, if you had Ray Davis owning the Cowboys, you would be like, wow. And so guess who gets the blame all the time? It's John Daniels.
Yeah.
John Daniels gets the blame, even though he built two World Series contending teams already once in his career. John Daniels gets all the blame, too, for everything because the owner sits back and says, by the way, Kevin, I wrote one for the Rangers.
Oh.
If you would like to hear that, too.
Yeah, I mean, obviously.
For sale. MLB baseball team. Team, Texas Rangers. Available anytime before they go into bankruptcy again.
Oh, man.
Consistent underachieving team, not quite overflowing with actual talent, looking for owner who actually exists and isn't just a myth. Brand new stadium that hasn't even been broken in yet. Fire damage. Optional roof. No debt because the city paid for it. Non-negotiable terms, must invest in pitching, must keep PR staff and Chuck Morgan, even if it's in robot form. If scouting department can't hit on at least two prospects in the first 4 years, department needs to be turned over and open the books.
Man, I don't know. It feels like you went way harder on this Rangers ad than you did on that Cowboys
ad.
Oh,
no. I think I just kind of warmed up with the Cowboys one, and then I was like, all right, now let's go throw. So maybe that's what I did there.
Also, must keep baby blues.
Oh, the baby blues. I like the reds, too, though. There's so many good colors the Rangers have.
Man, that one was, you know what? And I think that came from a place of knowing it could possibly change. You know, like the Cowboys one, you're like, I want all these things. But let's be honest, nothing's going to happen. Mm-hmm. For the Rangers, you could be like, man, we should change all these things.
Listen, maybe it
could happen.
And I'll tell you this, too, about the Rangers. Like, I really like John Daniels. I think that he is smart. I think he's done a really good job at times. But, you know, we get told sometimes that they're limited by budget. But they have a lot of big contracts. And it's just the inability to create something in the world of the minor league system and then grow and develop players out of it has been a problem, and I don't know how he can't fix that because that's the thing that's been plaguing them over the last 10 years now.
Yeah,
is that they depleted it and then never rebuilt it.
Yeah,
and so I have a hard time with what's going on with the Rangers, because I miss really great quality baseball. It was so much fun, dude, whenever we started radio and the Rangers were hot like that. It was just a blast.
Do you have any anticipation? We're going to talk about the Cowboys. Do you have any anticipation of the Rangers ownership actually changing anytime soon?
I keep hearing whispers that this team is looking to sell at some point. And I don't know why these whispers are coming about, but like that just keeps getting thrown in as like a side joke in conversations with people in the know. And so that's just interesting to me, that why would they? Are they just tired of being part of it, or, you know, maybe they don't want to run that part of the business anymore? But I keep hearing that. So I do, Kevin, I do think, and I'm very curious as to what the personality would be like, because Ray Davis is a bottom line guy.
Yeah,
he wants to come in. He wants to look at his books. He wants to say, okay, here we are. Here's the bottom line, and I'm good, and I'll see y'all later. And I don't know if a different personality would work in baseball, for one, because baseball owners don't like the Mark Cubans. They don't like those kinds of personalities. So I do wonder if we would get a different personality, or if we get something that's just exactly the same. They treat it like a business.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.